Today we celebrate Pentecost. Pentecost is where the disciples receive the Holy Spirit, and I say where the disciples became apostles and were sent out to proclaim this good news to the world. Receiving the Holy Spirit. Let's talk a little bit about this Holy Spirit. We in the Episcopal Church probably don't talk about the Holy Spirit enough. So the Holy Spirit, there's a couple of images that we use, symbols that we use for the Holy Spirit. A few of them are found in today's lesson. What is one of them?
Fire.
Wind. And there's one that's not mentioned.
Dove.
That's the one I want to talk about today. Because every church I go to, I am pitching a case. I have nothing against doves. However, I think there's a better bird for the Holy Spirit. And I am going to do my best in order to pitch that bird. And that bird is the goose. A wild goose, if you will. Now I know, that geese don't look as pretty in stained glass windows. I get that. And there's this wonderful image of doves and peace. And yes, that is one aspect of the Holy Spirit. But let me make my case for the goose. You see, there are some things you may or may not know. I don't know how many geese experts we have in the congregation, but I'm going to assume that you don't know this. What we do know is when we see geese flying, everyone's seen this. Geese fly in what formation? A V formation. Huh. Now, what do you think is the toughest position in that V? The leader. Exactly. Now, they fly in this formation because I've been told they fly up to 88% further in this formation. And in a sense, they're able to take turns being in the lead position. Imagine that. Imagine a community, if you will, where people are all working together, supporting each other, and that people take turns being in that tough lead position, rotating in and out along the journey. If only I knew a church like that. Now, St. Thomas is like this, and like many other churches, and St. Thomas may be a little bit more like this than most churches. One thing you may or may not know about that V formation is that geese along the way in the back honk to encourage the people ahead. Now, I think we have some people in this congregation that like to honk, right? Every congregation has those people. Now, if you'll notice, it's honk to encourage. They don't honk to tell them how wrong they're flying, right? We don't do that, right? There's no critique. It's constructive honking. So there's honking to encourage and support each other along the way. And this last one, I find incredibly moving. If a geese becomes sick or is shot and falls down out of formation, two or three geese will go down and be with that goose until that goose is able to fly and rejoin another V formation or can fly no longer. In a sense, geese teach us a lot about what it's like to be a Christian community. Perhaps maybe I've convinced you to come over to the way of the goose. Now, I'm not completely crazy. I know some of you may think that, but I'm not completely crazy now. This is not necessarily my idea. You see, the early Celtic church believed that the goose was a great symbol for the Holy Spirit. And it's becoming more and more popular these days and a sense of claiming the wild goose for these and for many other reasons. So, Libba, today you are being baptized. You have a choice. Do you want to be a dove or do you want to be a goose? There will be times in your baptismal journey where you will need to be a dove, calming presence, but I encourage you to embrace the way of the goose. Because you'll see around you, there's a few geese in this congregation, a few wise people who will be honking along the way, encouraging you and others. You'll see a community that is willing to fly in V formation, taking turns to be the leader and encouraging others to do likewise. And then there are times in all our lives where we feel like we just can't fly anymore and we need to fall out of formation. In this community, you will find two or three people at your side, willing to encourage you and support you to where, if you can't fly any longer, they will be there with you. Or if you're ready to rejoin, they will also help you fly again. So, sisters and brothers, this Pentecost day, I invite you to join a V formation. I invite you to be with those who have fallen along the way. And best of all, I invite you to keep on honking. Amen.